AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening. At the end of our contest, we will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Sturgis ball to start the second half. Moving from right to left, Coldwater from left to right, as we have switched sides. It's the Cardinals with a 24-14 lead over the Sturgis Trojans.
Cardinals showing zone right now. We'll see what happens. They might just be coming out in that 2-3 zone. Yes, they are.
Marissa Parker to Rachel Anderson. Double team on the left wing. Now back to Parker to Jessica Klein. Klein back to Parker on the right wing. So far being kept on the perimeter. Uh-oh, three-pointer by Marissa Parker. It's a line drive. It drew iron. And we're going to get a tie-up on Nicolette Nelson's attempted rebound putback from the left elbow. And the possession arrow is going to point back to our Coldwater. The dueling number 42 is doing battle there on the elbow, Nelson and Jordan Shirey. Coldwater starters back out on the floor right now. The Galloway sisters, Smoker, Shirey, and Gillette.
And Sturgis, on the other hand, comes out in a 1-3-1 zone with a chaser out on top.
Almost like a box and one. Ball thrown over Kenzie Galloway's hand. She slaps the ball and acknowledges the over and back. It's going to go back to Sturgis. Klein getting the start here in the second half for the Trojans. She'll inbound the ball, joined by Marissa Parker, Rachel Anderson, Kayla Morgan, and Mickey Nelson. Cardinals still in the 2-3 zone. Rachel Anderson, top of the key, moving to the elbow, right side. The jumper is short. The ball slapped. Nelson and Shirey going after it. It was last off of Shirey. Trojans will get it. 7:06 left to play in the third quarter. Cardinals lead by 10. No points scored yet here in the third quarter. Jumper from 17 left corner is good from Marissa Parker. For Trojans, draw blood, first blood here in the third quarter. 24-16, Shirey outside to Gillette. Here's Kendall Galloway. Alley-oop pass to Shirey from Kenzie Galloway. Now Shirey getting it back from Gillette. Back to Kenzie Galloway, tossing the ball to Kendall on the right corner. Double team collapsed on her, and timeout Coldwater. 30-second timeout, 6:34 left in the third. Cardinals lead by 8, 24-16. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Bird watching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Cardinal girls having a little bit of trouble with the defense that Sturgis are showing here.
Yeah, just got a chaser out on top. It's basically a 1-3-1 zone.
Cardinals get the ball coming out of their timeout, leading 24-16. Pass went through Kendall Galloway's hands on the left sideline.
Two unforced turnovers start the second half of the Cardinals. After playing such a mistake-free first half, have made two quick mistakes right here.
They lead by eight. They're in a 2-3 zone. Here's Anderson, locking it inside, intended for Nelson. In and out of Shirey's hand. She comes up with it. Shirey's bumped by Nelson. No call. Now Kenzie Galloway. Long home run pass on one bounce to Kendall Galloway, and she'll back it out. Trojans have to fall into a 2-3 zone as the Cardinals go into that slowdown mode. Bad pass saved by the Trojans. Here comes Courtney Lovelace, who checked in for the first time during that timeout. She is a 5'5 senior trying to take it coast-to-coast. It was knocked away from her at the last moment. Trojan ball, 5:55 left to play in the third. Coldwater leads by eight. The inbound comes to Rachel Anderson off the set play.
Can't let that body get inside you right there. Rachel Anderson, about 6'2", 6'3", just bullied her way in there.
Trojans trail by just 6, 24-18. Kendall to Kenzie Galloway, right wing three.
Big three there. We needed that one bad.
Kenzie Galloway, her first triple of the night. The Cardinals lead by 9 once again, 27-18. Rachel Anderson, the give to Lovelace. stopping and popping from the left box, and an out rebound put back by Nelson. Yeah. Nikki Nelson with 9 points for the Trojans, 27-20. They trail by seven against the visiting Coldwater Cardinals. 5-8 left to play in the third quarter. Another unforced turnover. Michaela Gillette bobbled the pass that was given to her on the left side.
Just lack of concentration right there, and lack of focus.
Girls, the game's not over. 27-20, 4:55 left to play in the third quarter. The pass inside Nikki Nelson, shoots over Shirey, bounces, does not go in. Shirey dives in for the rebound. Comes to Michaela Gillette. The Kendall Galloway get it across to Kenzie. Inside, Carly Smoker blocks. Battle underneath for the ball, and this close to getting a jump ball, looks like we're going to get a foul instead against Sturgis.
Rachel Anderson going to pick up. I think that's her first foul.
Yes, it is. Believe it or not. Three-pointer by Carly Smoker from the right wing. A short ball comes back to Kenzie Galloway. Blocked by Anderson. Trying to get the ball back outside to Gillette. Knocked away by the Trojans. Marissa Parker was there on that knockaway. The Cardinals get it underneath their bucket. 4:28 left. No, they won't get it underneath their bucket. They'll get it sideline left with 4:28 left in the third. Leading by seven, 27-20. Kenzie inside to Shirey. Two time now to Kendall. Looking for Kenzie Galloway. Ball went through her hand. She had it, but couldn't get a handle on it. It's almost like mentally the pace of the game is picking up.
But the Cardinals aren't picking up.
Meaning, Trojan ball trailing by seven, 27-20. Here is Parker inside. Whistle and a foul as Nikki Nelson tried to take it strong right side. For Jordan Shirey, she picks up her third foul, team first of the second half. Back to the free throw line, Rachel Anderson for the second time tonight with 4:02 left in the third.
Anderson 1-for-2 in the first half.
2-of-3 now. Andrea Soles, Morgan Howard coming in for Michaela Gillette and Jordan Shirey. Soles in for the first time, 5'5 senior. 6-point Cardinal lead, 27-21. Now a 5-point lead. Anderson's 3 out of 4 from the stripe. Here come the Cardinals. Kenzie Galloway for 3 from the right corner. Off the pass from Kendall Galloway, and it's an 8-point lead once again, 30-22. Here come the Trojans. Rachel Anderson. Morgan Howard trying to collapse on D, overshot a bucket. Anderson did as a result. Kendall Galloway with a rebound, finds Smoker across the timeline. Smoker to Soul. She launches a triple, bounces off the rim. Nelson with a rebound for Sturgis. Here they come. 3:32 left to play in the third quarter. Clock moving. Cardinals lead by 8, 30-22.
Well, those two threes by Kenzie Galloway have really been a big problem for Sturgis here as they've made a nice comeback.
They kind of function as bailouts for some of the sloppy play that the Cardinals have had in the third quarter.
You're exactly right, Sean.
Kenzie Galloway assessed the foul, her second, team's second of the half. Really no one in any serious foul trouble aside from Coldwater's Jordan Shirey, who is currently on the bench. Sturgis ball, the inbound comes to Rachel Anderson on the right wing. Looking it over, now Klein launches a triple from the left wing off the pass. No good, rebound putback doesn't go in for Nelson, but she's fouled. She'll go up to the line for 2.
Morgan Howard's going to pick up her third foul.
So add her to the list of girls that are in foul trouble for Coldwater.
And bring Shelby Bowers off the bench to play that 5 spot.
She did a pretty good job playing that 5 spot in the second quarter, didn't she?
She sure did.
First to 2 from Nikki Nelson goes in. And here comes Bowers for Howard. 3:02 left to play in the third quarter. It's 30-23. Sturgis trailing by 7. Could be 6 with another make here from Nelson. This one's down, is up, and it's good. 30-24. Quickly, other end of the floor. Here's Kendall Galloway cut off by the double team on the right wing. Now being hawked by Quine. Now get it to the left wing. Inside jumper by Smoker is short. Rebounded by Bowers. Comes out to Kendall Galloway. It's a long two from the right wing. The first two-pointer of the game.
Kendall continues to shoot the ball well tonight.
32 for the Cardinals, 24 for the Trojans, 2:38 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Here's a dribble drive cut off in the right corner as Jesse Quine comes back out to Parker. Now back to Anderson, launches a triple up top, too strong off the back of the rim. Nelson with a rebound on the left wing. Now it comes back out to Parker. Almost looked as though the Trojans were trying to give the Cardinals a taste of their own medicine with a slowdown game here. Quine on the right wing, launches a triple over Soles. Couldn't bank it in, rebounded by Harley Smoker for the Cardinals.
Harley with a great box out there. It's what you got to do on the weak side.
Bounce pass intended for Soles, intercepted by Parker. She had numbers, whistle, and a push called against Kendall Galloway. Going to be her first foul, team fourth. Meanwhile, Maddie Mercer, 5'9 junior, and Greddy Alfaro in for the Trojans. Alfaro coming back in. Mexican transfer student. The inbound comes to Marissa Parker, moves the left elbow. Her shot is short. Ball flapped out of bounds off of Sturgis. Cardinals will get it. A minute 54 left to play in the third quarter. The ladies in red and white lead by 8:32-24. Kenzie Galloway will get it across the timeline to Soles on the back left corner. Now the give is to Kendall on the back right corner. Double teams on her. She lost the dribble. She's down on the floor. It's taken away by Parker. Ahead is coming to Quine. And the ball knocked away from behind. Sturgis will get it out of bounds underneath their bucket.
And your Soles coming up with a nice deep empty play to knock that ball away. Or it would have probably been an easy layup.
Quine is looking, and I think we had a timeout called by Sturgis.
Yeah, Amy Berger with a
30-second timeout, a minute 36 left in the third, 32-24 Cardinals. We're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTDB.
Get fresh food fast. Every Friday night at the Willows Bar and Grill in Coldwater, enjoy their generous three-piece fish basket with fries and homemade coleslaw for just $7.79. Or for just $2 more, get all you can eat of their famous Alaskan pollock, lightly breaded and cooked to perfection. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater. And check out their new look.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's a good thing that Amy Berger had that 30-second timeout available to her. Otherwise, 5-second call would have given the ball back to the Cardinals. Sturgis ball, Rachel Anderson's long two from the right corner is short, but the Trojans get the ball back. Anderson with it on the right wing, being guarded by Kenzie Galloway. Now the bounce pass to Marissa Parker, moves to her right off of Anderson's screen and drains a 17-footer. 6-point lead for the Cardinals once again, 32-26. Here's a pass and a shot from the right baseline. Short for Smoker, rebound putback doesn't go in for Bowers, but she's fouled.
Looks like Maddie Mercer going to pick up that foul.
Her first, just a team second for the Trojans. Four fouls up on the board for the Cardinals. Shelby Bowers to the charity stripe.
Wide left.
On the first one. She is only shooting about 41% from the free throw line coming into tonight's game.
Needs to make a big adjustment on that next shot. There's a little better. Good job. What happened? Somebody must have been down the line? She gets a practice one, I guess.
The old three to make two, evidently. I didn't think Smoker was...
But she made them both. Well, good for her. The first one, somebody was on the line, I think was the call. The official calling Amy Berger over here.
The equivalent of a basketball mulligan.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
34-26 after those two makes. Here's Parker for three. On the bucket and one. Marissa Parker going up for the rare four-point play. Kendall Galloway assessed her second foul, team fifth, and the foul was on the three-point shot. Again, the ultra-rare four-point play coming up would make it 34-30 if Parker makes. She does. 55.6 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Nikki Nelson coming in as Maddie Mercer comes to the bench. So both big girls back out for the Trojans. Nelson and Anderson both standing about 6'2". Kendall Galloway to Kimsey on the back right corner of the front court. And now to Stoles as the Cardinals are running a weave in the back line. Double team comes out on Kendall. Now Kimsey swings the ball to Stoles, trying to feed Smoker inside. It's short. She got her own rebound, ripped away by Nikki Nelson.
Trojans have a chance to get within one or two here going into this fourth quarter.
Marissa Parker is finally the MVP for the Trojans here in the third quarter. Here's a jumper by Alfaro, a short. Kenzie Galloway and Jeffy Quine crashing the boards on the right block, and it's going to be Quine with the foul, her second, team third. 20 seconds exactly left to play in the third quarter. The Trojans will not show a press. Kenzie inbounds to Kendall, now comes back to Kenzie. Trojans in a 3-2 or 1-2-2 zone. Here's the dribble drive down the middle. Kenzie gives it up to Smoker. Dip, shoots, and she's going to go up for a pair. She's fouled, but it looks like Nikki Nelson's the responsible party. Sturgis fans weren't happy with that foul call, evidently.
Oh, I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Meanwhile, two Trojan girls getting ready to go up to the free throw line.
Officials just talking to a couple of the young ladies on the court, the Galloway sisters, and number 12 there, Rachel Anderson.
A little bit of trash talk going on in there, but no technical comes out of it, evidently.
Not exactly. Shelby Bauer's going to end up going to the line for two. She knocked the last two down.
Up 34-30 currently, Coldwater. First of two from Bowers. There's a brick. Morgan Fischel and Maddie Mercer coming back in for the Trojans. Anderson and Alfaro to the bench. See if Shelby Bowers can split the pair from the free throw line. She can. It's Drew Iron, rebounded by Nelson. With three, with two, with one. Shot by Parker. Front rebound. Put that by Mercer. Is it going to count? No, it's not. It went through the cylinder, but don't count it. It's just a four-point Sturgis lead, Sturgis deficit against Coldwater. 34-30, the Cardinals lead after three. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2013 Dodge Dart Limited with heated seats, remote start, and power sunroof? Just $21,200. You save over $3,200. Or step up to real style with a 2013 Chrysler 300C John Varvatos with V6, navigation system, dual power seats, and heated first and second row seats, now just $37,467. You save over $7,800 just at tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Thanks, Spring. Shorts Rip Beer Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Shorts Rip Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. Sturgis outscored Coldwater in the third frame, 16-10. Thus, the 10-point lead that the Cardinals enjoyed at halftime whittled down to four, 34-30. The Trojans with the ball to start the fourth quarter.
Well, Marissa Parker with a big quarter. 8 points for the Trojans.
8 of her 9 points coming in that third frame. Nikki Nelson leading the way for the Trojans with 11. And on Rachel Anderson's dribble drive on the right block, Kendall Galloway picked up her third foul.
A little reach in there for Kendall.
Trojan ball, sideline right. It comes to Parker. Now Anderson, right wing three. It's just short. Rebound by Michaela Gillette. Someone went over her back.
But Parker is going to pick up a foul.
It's going to be her first, team fifth. Courtney Lovelace getting ready to check back into the Sturgis lineup. .733 left to play in the fourth quarter. 34-30, Cardinals.
Oh, man. Cardinals with another unforced turnover.
Kenzie Galloway trying to pass the ball up court to Michaela Gillette. Unfortunately, Gillette was about 4 feet too short to haul it in. The Cardinals tried to save it and couldn't. Another chance for the Cardinals to cut the, for the Trojans to cut the Cardinal lead to 2 or 1. Parker off the screen, kick the ball out to Klein. Now Parker on the right wing, moving back between the circles. The pass is to Klein. Kick the ball out. It went through the hands of Marissa Parker. Good save by her. The Cardinals sticking around in that 2-3 zone. Now to Rachel Anderson on the right wing. Sideline right, throws the ball across court to Courtney Lovelace, who came back in. Double T, trying to get the ball out to Kendall Galloway, and it was laughed off of her as she tried to dive and save the ball. 6:41 left to play in the 4:34:30 Cardinals.
About 2 minutes into their minute and a half into this fourth quarter. Not a score yet.
Lovelace bounce pass, Anderson, left corner three, in and out. Kenzie Galloway with a rebound. Head past the timeline to Kendall Galloway on the right wing. Now back up top. Kenzie inside Jordan Shirey. Swatted away by Anderson. Shirey gets it back inside to Kenzie. Now back outside. Gillette for three. It's short. Tipped by Shirey. It comes to Marissa Parker. She's got numbers. One-on-one break. Gillette gets him away. Good help defense by Jordan Shirey. She got the rip away. The Cardinals are able to save the ball going out of bounds. Kendall to Gillette, now to Kenzie in the front court, cross court to Kendall. Three-pointer, right wing, bounces off the rim. Guy for the rebound is Anderson. Sturgis fans are getting more and more into this game.
Yeah, a little flurry there both ways. No baskets, but a little flurry on both ends of the court.
Still 34-30 Cardinals, 5:40 left to play in regulation. Klein on the right wing, back up top to Marissa Parker, double team on her. Now to Klein on the right side. Cardinals being shown a taste of their own slowdown offense medicine. Lovelace with a take. Left block slow, draws a foul. She'll go up for two.
Carly Smoker, I believe that's Carly's first foul of the night.
You would be correct, sir.
Oh, they gave that to Shirey?
I think that was a mistake because the scoreboard.
No, it says Shirey.
No, that's Smoker up there on the scoreboard.
Yeah, but
32.
Well, they did, yeah.
Well, Shirey comes out anyway. First of two.
Lovelace
goes in for Lovelace, yeah. Second one is short rebound by Nelson. No, rebound putback. Are they going to count the bucket? No, they're not. Michaela Gillette, a collision underneath Rachel Anderson with a foul, her second. Gillette a little bit slow in giving up.
Well, she got
just her second foul.
She's up and running, but she got kind of kicked in the head by her own player, Morgan Howard.
34-31 after that split at the free throw line from Lovelace. Kenzie Galloway open up top for three, wide left. And the Sturgis super fans are going to be screaming air ball the remainder of the night. Timeout Coldwater. Full timeout, 5:09 left, 34-31. Trojans trail by three. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Don't go on a date in an old car you hate.
Hey, Coldwater, matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if your car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people.
Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sturgis ball coming out of the Coldwater timeout with a chance to tie it up. They trail 34-31 to Coldwater, 5-1 and counting left to play in the fourth quarter. 12-foot jump shot down the middle for Anderson and short. The Trojans get the ball back. Parker for three. Yes! For some reason, the Cardinals let that 10-point halftime lead slip away to a 34-34 tie. Cardinals have not scored yet, and they turn the ball over.
Now the Cardinals just right now have lost all focus in this ball game on what they want to accomplish after playing one of the most efficient first halves I've seen all year.
And it seemingly happened as the student section from Sturgis filled the other end of the gym at halftime. This is a house of horrors for them. Matthew Nelson underneath gets the bucket as Morgan Howard is face down on the turf. She's hurt again.
I think she turned at either an ankle or a knee right there.
And here come the Sturgis student athletic trainers under the supervision of the veteran Jim Leoy.
I was just going to say the same thing. Let's take this time to say something to our athletic trainer, Phil Herman. Phil, hopefully you're listening to us tonight, and hopefully you're feeling well. And hopefully
a speedy recovery.
And a speedy recovery. Little slip and fall for Phil, and he had to have a little surgery done. So hopefully he'll be back soon, though.
In case you didn't hear, he wound up breaking his hip on a minor little slip and fall accident on Wednesday. He had surgery. He's doing fine. And hopefully... Again, a speedy and well-earned recovery here.
Morgan Howard back up off the floor, Phil, so you don't have to worry about her when you get back. So she's walking off the floor under her own power, so that's good.
Jordan Shirey checked in for her in the meantime. Now, who was that scored that bucket for the Trojans? I believe that was Nelson, right?
Mickey Nelson.
To give the Trojans their first lead since early in the game, 36-34. And almost another turnover. The ball comes back outside. Here's Kenzie Galloway to Gillette on the left wing, trying to find Shirey inside. It was knocked away by Anderson.
All of a sudden, the Sturgis Trojans have really come to life.
Feeding off of this big crowd here tonight.
Yes, they are.
The inbound comes to Kendall Galloway, top of the key. Parker guarding her as the Trojans have gone back. Looks like they've gone back man-to-man. Smoker on the right elbow, kick it out to Kendall on the right corner, flying quickly on defense. Now Gillette on the left wing. Anderson picking her up. That's a mismatch. Now back to Kendall Galloway. Inside to Smoker on the elbow, kick it out. Kendall for three. Yeah.
Big three for Kendall Galloway as she knocks one down from the corner.
The Cardinals retake the lead, 37-36, 3:22 left to play in regulation.
Trojans are going to slow that down themselves a little bit right here. The Cardinals fall into that 2-3 zone.
Lovelace to Anderson, touch pass to Parker. Now Parker gets it back from Klein. Lovelace, dribble drive, double team slams is on there, trying to get it to the weak side. Nelson, high off the glass, no good. Ball hauled in by Gillette Coldwater. Kenzie to Kendall. Now back to Kenzie up top, turn the ball to Gillette. Feed to Shirey inside, two time back out to Kenzie. Now Smoker bounced pass back to Kendall Galloway to reset. 2:42 left in regulation. Coldwater with a slim one-point lead, 37-36. Here's a dribble drive by Gillette. She's fouled. She's going to go up for at least one and one.
Rachel Anderson to pick up her second foul, Renee.
This, I believe, I've got her down for three now.
Yep, you're right. I missed one.
Timeout. Sturgis, 2:37 left. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here with Coldwater hanging on with slim 37-36 lead over Sturgis. Michaela Gillette with a 1-1 coming out of the timeout.
Well, we saw it at halftime after the Cardinal ladies had played a very efficient first half that was a 10-point lead. We saw going into the second half, we might not even have a ball game, but the Trojans have kind of clawed and fought and hit some big shots here, and Melissa Parker really has put a spark into them.
Also, the Trojans taking advantage of a few more turnovers in the second half.
Oh, definitely there. And not even good turnovers, Sean. Just absolutely turnovers where they're no unforced completely.
So coming out of the Sturgis 30-second timeout with 2:37 left in regulation, Michaela Gillette, front end of a 1-1, bounces off the rim, rebounded by Anderson.
Cardinals keep that one-point lead, 37-36.
Klein up top to Parker. Now back to Klein on the right wing. Parker up top. Get it to Anderson. On the backdoor cut, bounce pass, Lovelace, Nikki Nelson. Two-handed push shot doesn't go in. Smoker had the rebound, poked away by Lovelace. Smoker gets it back in the backcourt. 2:12 left to play in regulation. Here's Michaela Gillette, dribble driving right baseline. She draws a foul, and this time she'll go up for two.
Again, Rachel Anderson is going to pick up that fourth foul.
Well, Rachel Anderson getting herself in foul trouble. Fortunately for the Trojans, it didn't happen until late in the game.
Yeah, it was just got to play smart here this last 2 minutes.
Michaela Gillette missing the first of two from the charity stripe. It remains a 37-36 lead for the Cardinals. 2:08 left. Finally a make. The Cardinals lead by two. Gillette shooting from the free throw line, 52.1% coming in tonight's game. 2 minutes left. It's 38-36 Coldwater on top of Sturgis. The Trojans have the ball. Klein gives to Parker, roaming around the perimeter to Lovelace on the left wing. Cross court to Jessica Klein. Take to the bucket. She traveled. A little traveling music, Sammy.
Jordan Chiwood was good defense. Stayed on the floor. Didn't try to block that shot. Forced the travel.
A minute 44 and counting left to play in regulation. It's Coldwater 38, Sturgis 36. Michaela Gillette dribble driving the baseline. Kick the ball off. Smoker, 12-footer. Yeah.
Riley with a big two there.
Back to a two-possession game. 40-36, the Cardinals lead. A minute 27 left. Here's Klein. Ball knocked away from her. She got it back from a diving Kinsey Galloway. Now to Parker. Launches a three-pointer, and it gets wet. This is the first time we saw a ball get stuck between the rim and the backboard this year. We saw it at least five times the previous season. So help is required from the Sturgis Athletic Director, Mark Adams, who's going to go into the supply closet.
No.
Hey, one of the Sturgis super fans took care of the job there.
Pretty good sized young man coming from the student section over there.
It's going to be cold water ball, and here comes the Sturgis press. Kenzie inbounds to Kendall, immediately hawked by Parker, now to Kenzie. Across the timeline with Lovelace trailing her. Now the Cardinals slow things down. A minute seven left to play in regulation. Kendall between the circles to Kenzie, back left corner, now back to Kendall. Now Gillette on the back right corner. Double team on her. They run into Michaela.
Well, they were trying to follow her Kendall, and finally Marissa Parker got the foul there.
They gave it to Klein. Klein and Parker both on that double team of Michaela Gillette. Back to the free throw line just for a 1-1. That's a 19 foul against Sturgis.
Good job there by Michaela on that.
5-point lead once again after a make on the front end from the charity stripe. 41-36 Cardinals lead the Trojans by 5 and by 6.
Good job there.
3 in a row for her. Whistle. And the Trojans will get Grady Alfaro into the lineup. Coming to the bench is Courtney Lovelace. Klein inbounds to Parker in the backcourt. The Cardinals are setting their 2-3 zone. Here's Klein on the right wing, being hawked by Gillette. Almost a steal by Gillette off a bad bounce pass. It's going to go out of bounds. Back to the girls in pink tonight. 54.3 seconds left. 42-36. 6-point Cardinal lead once again. Here's Parker on the left wing up top. Anderson for 3. Bounces off the rim. No good. Rebound by Nelson. The give intended for Anderson. Stolen by Gillette. Give to Kenzie Galloway. Borderline intentional foul there by Marissa Parker, her second team. Kenzie to the free throw line. Unfortunately for the Trojans, girls, you just sent Coldwater's best free throw shooter up on the line.
So, first of all, anytime you foul in the last minute here, it's pretty much an intentional foul. But, yeah, got to foul who's ever got the ball. Take your chances.
First to 2 from Kenzie. Good. 12 points now on the night for Kenzie, and it's now a 3-possession game for the Cardinals, 40-6. Second of 1, bounces it short. Nelson with a rebound. Alfaro with a ball, top of the key, looking, finds Klein on the right wing, get it to the corner for 3, off the glass, no good for Parker. She got the ball back, trying to take it strong. Shire gets a block, and the ball last touch by Parker. It's going to be Cardinal ball, 25.3 seconds left. Trojans are setting up in their press. Carly Smoker to inbound in the backcourt underneath the Sturgis bucket. Smoker is looking, looking, finds Kenzie Galloway. Klein trying to rip the ball away, commits her fourth foul. Back the other way for a pair for Kenzie Galloway. The Cardinals now in the double bonus. The clock is stopped with just a tick under 24 seconds left. 23.9 to be more precise. No other Cardinals surrounding the lane as Kenzie Galloway gets ready to take 2 from the stripe. First one is short. It remains for the time being 43-36. Second one rattles in. It's now 44-36. 8-point lead.
Biggest thing here, just don't foul, girls.
Alfaro, top of the key. Inside, Rachel Anderson. Her shot from the left corner is good. Too little, too late. Kenzie Galloway again fouled, and Klein just fouled out of the game. No points for her, but a test on defense. She will give way to Kayla Nichols. Back to the free throw line for Kenzie Galloway with 9.9 seconds left. The Cardinals lead by 8, 44-38. First one bounces, does not go in.
Boy, we haven't seen that much this year. Missing free throws for this young lady. There it goes.
A split once again for Kenzie, 45-38. 7-point lead. Alfaro traveled with the ball. She tried to give it to Parker. That should just about do it with 5.4 seconds left. The Cardinals are going to get their second win in a row to improve to 45-38. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score is going to be. Kenzie Galloway is just going to hang on to the ball in the backcourt. Those are sounds. Game over. Final score. The Coldwater Cardinals 45 and the Sturgis Trojans 38. A sweep of the season series for the Cardinals against the Trojans. They fall to 3-7 in the Smack East, 4-10 overall. The Cardinals improved to 2-7 in the East, and 7-8 overall, just a game under 500.
Well, after a very efficient first half, the second half kind of lost our focus there for a quarter and a half. Got it back the last 4 minutes, so, and kind of put it together and put it away for the Lady Cardinals. So, got the way you want to play the second half, but I'm sure Coach Smoker will be glad to come away with a victory.
The Cardinals have won 4 of their last 5. Once again, your final score, Coldwater 45, Sturgis 38. The twin games report coming up after this break. You're listening to Cardinals Real Basketball on WTV.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue, just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Dode's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Dode's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4500. 521.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Welcome back to Sturgis High School. Sean Watson, Quinn Berry, Mike Side, Al Rackesee again will be joining us shortly. Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studios. Zach Boyce from CCS TV shooting video for an upcoming rebroadcast. Cardinals survived a second-half letdown, and the improved play by the Sturgis Trojans in the second half. Coldwater with a 45-38 win over their arch rivals.
Yeah, very good first half played by the Cardinals. Got up that 10-point lead, Sean, and just came out a little flat in that third quarter, and maybe 2-3 minutes into that fourth quarter, let the Trojans back in it. Trojans took a 1-point lead there with about 2 minutes to go, and then we made some adjustments there and finally came to put it away towards the end.
Well, let's bring you the scoring summary for the victorious Coldwater Cardinals, winners of 2 in a row, 4 out of their last 5. They improved to 2-7 in the SMAC East, 7-8 overall. Kendall Galloway and Kenzie Galloway co-led the way for the red and white with 14 points apiece. Charlie Smoker with 6, Shelby Bowers with 6, Jordan Shirey with 2, and Michaela Gillette with 3 from the free throw line late. Those are the 45 that are up on the board for the Cardinals. For the Sturgis Trojans, who dropped to 4-6 for the East, 4-10 overall. Nicolette Nelson on the way with 13. Marissa Parker had 12. Rachel Anderson with a quiet 11. Kaylin Nichols with a free throw, and Courtney Lovelace with a free throw. Those are the 38 that are up on the board for the Trojans. By the quarter, Coldwater won the first 10-5, on the second 14-9. Sturgis started to come alive in the third quarter, helped by some untimely Coldwater turnovers to take a 16-10 edge in the third frame. Coldwater came back to win the fourth quarter 11-8.
And again, Marissa Parker had an outstanding third quarter for the Trojans, and the Cardinals just had to regroup there. And, Coach Smoker with a couple of solid timeouts there towards the end of the fourth or middle of the fourth quarter, and got his girls back and back focused, and they finished off the game with a strong last 3 minutes.
Our post-game interviews are being brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they are a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. As we await the arrival of Coldwater head girls basketball coach Kim Smoker from the locker room following this 8-point victory by the Lady Cardinals over Sturgis, 45-38. Take a quick look at how the rest of the season fares for the Coldwater girls after tonight's game. Coming up on Monday, rescheduled girls and boys doubleheader up at Lloyd North. Then they play at league-leading Marshall next Tuesday, and at Gull Lake on Valentine's Day next Friday. And at Harper Creek on the 17th of February, that was rescheduled from a letter out on January 28th, and that is the last of five games on the road before they close it out at home on February 21st, hosting Battle Creek Central and then it's on the district.
Cardinals are really starting to play some solid basketball and get to the districts. We'll see what the draws are, and I think that'll take place another week or week and a half.
The draws already took place.
Did it take place? Okay.
They have the draws in December, and give me just a second, and I'll pull that up for you momentarily. I know that Coldwater did draw a first round bye.
That sure doesn't hurt, but Cardinals playing pretty solid basketball. They just got to play a total 32 minutes, and they didn't do that tonight, but they played enough minutes in this ball game to get through with a victory.
Well, Sturgis is the host school for the Class B girls basketball district that will begin on Monday, February 24th. We mentioned the Cardinals drew a bye. Playing on opening night of the districts will be Edwardsburg against Three Rivers. The winner of that game will take on Coldwater on Wednesday, February 26th, 5:30, and will be on the air on the 26th at 5:20 as we bring you coverage of March Magic. Sturgis and Vicksburg also drew first-round byes. They will face each other in the second semifinal on February 26th at about 7. The district championship back here on Friday, February 28th, beginning at 7 o'clock. Both Edwardsburg and Three Rivers, particularly Three Rivers with a Division I signee and Tegan Reeves, looking like an awful tough matchup.
Yeah, and, you know, they're a good ball club, but, boy, I'll tell you what, we've got a pretty good solid team, and with Kenzie Galloway, she's a, you know, very, very good player, and once her supporting cast, they've started to come on a little bit now and play a little better, and her sister Kendall did a nice job tonight, continues to improve as the year has gone through, and we've got some good play this second half out of Jordan Shirey and Morgan Howard coming in, give us some minutes in the post, and I think the real sleeper, though, is Carly Smoker, and Carly has improved her game throughout the year, so That's really important.
Sounds like that you're lobbying to have a vote for her be most improved player when it comes to the end of the season.
Well, there's no doubt about it. She has really improved her game. Not a bad player at the beginning of the year, but continually improved her presence on the court throughout this season, both on the offensive and defensive end.
just to let you know what's going on out here on the floor right now, it's a between-game ceremony as part of Coaches versus Cancer, where some members of the Church of Boys and Girls basketball teams are escorting loved ones that are fighting cancer right now, similar to what the Cardinals did on volleyball the past few years with Dick Pink and its succeeding effort this past season.
Well, it's a nice, you know, nice gesture here tonight. We got a great crowd here. Probably one of the biggest high school crowds we've seen all year at any of the facilities in our SMAC. And I salute the Trojans for getting a lot of people out here in the gym tonight.
Oh, something else that I just noticed. We thought there was going to be a between-game ceremony, but actually this between-game ceremony, I was just informed, tonight is the culmination of Sturgis' Winterfest.
Okay.
And so, actually, we are now looking at the Sturgis Winterfest court right now.
Okay.
That explains why they are facing the student side of the gym. So, apologies for the erroneous information that we gave you, but it is, in addition to being the Coaches versus Cancer game, the culmination of Sturgis' Winterfest, and I think they were able to have most of their Winterfest, although Sturgis schools did not even come in today.
Yeah, they were off today, I think, mainly because of the wind chill.
Yes, they actually made the call yesterday afternoon.
So, Cardinal or Coldwater, lucky to, we did get a chance to go to school today. It's kind of been a hit and miss for a whole month of January.
Oh, don't forget, in another few days, pitchers and catchers report for Major League Baseball spring training. And we should also mention next Saturday is the beginning of Speed Week at Daytona as we kick off our NASCAR coverage here on WCBB once again.
So that only means spring's around the corner when we start talking NASCAR and start talking Tiger baseball. So we enjoy that. There's no doubt about that.
I was going to say, it's about time we start thinking about spring, given the winter that we had.
Yes, no doubt about it. Not sure, Coach. I don't know. Hopefully, Coach Smoker seems to be taking care of a lot of paperwork down there tonight. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully, he was going to join us.
Meanwhile, we just heard that Sturgis student Chad Van Dozen was crowned the Winterfest King. So, congratulations to him. They have a homecoming queen at Sturgis, and they have a Winterfest King, as opposed to what we do at Coldwater, where we crown a homecoming king and queen. And the Cardinal Crazies court that was named to wrap up Cardinal Week this last week, they just get the chance to parade around the court and take a victory lap, as it were.
We're just we'd like to get Ken on the air. Al was trying to get his attention there for us. I don't know if he'll be able to, but Al, if you could get a hold of him, that'd be nice.
Shouting out instructions on the fly as we are awaiting the arrival of the Sturgis Trojan boys basketball team from the locker room to our left. Of course, to be led out by the ever-mercurial one, Keith Karofsky. Mark Adams telling the boys basketball team, okay, you can come out now. The Cardinals have already been out for a while. They have taken the court. And now here comes the third Trojan.
This is what high school basketball should be about here, Sean. As I mentioned earlier, what a nice crowd here tonight. A much better crowd than what we've seen all year at any of the games. And this is a nice gym here. Not real big, so that you don't have to get 2,000 people in to fill this gym up.
You know, we did have a pretty decent crowd for the first Coldwater Sturgis match in Coldwater on January 10th, and so the final time that Coldwater and Sturgis will see each other in basketball as members of the same league. Of course, the Cardinals going to the Interstate 8 next season, and the Trojans will move over to the Wolverine Conference. Kim Smoker, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls, now joining us on our between games report. Congratulations, 2 wins in a row, 4 out of their last 5, but didn't make it look easy, especially in the second half.
Hey, we won. Girls won. They're feeling pretty good. You know, we had that 10-point lead at halftime and played man, but we had the last time we played man against them, they set up a little differently with their post players, and we worked against how they did it last night in practice, and I really thought our girls were confused and how to do it because they set up differently. So even though we had that 10-point lead, we decided to change to go to man or zone.
Well, I thought in the first half tonight, Ken, was about as efficient as I've seen you play all year. I thought you played a very nice workman type game in the first half.
Offensively?
Offensively, yes. You did.
Yes, you know, I think these girls, like, they wanted to score points. And I don't think they were really into doing what we were doing. But, I mean, like, you know, when we held it at the beginning and they just held it, they wanted to do something.
Yeah.
But, you know, our thought was that if we could pull them out of that zone, they weren't athletic enough to guard us on the perimeter. And I know they are putting their best players, Anderson, but I don't think Anderson can guard Kenzie one-on-one in the open court. But, yeah, I thought we played really well. We got a little careless in the second half with the ball there in the third quarter. And the one thing we talked about going into the zone was we had to concentrate on Anderson and Parker both. They were their outside shooters. And we let Parker get away from us a few times. She made some big threes. But we also said, you know, when you play a zone, the hardest thing to do is box out. And we proved it.
Yeah.
But you know what? They came back and tied it up, and we could have folded and thought, oh, boy. But you know what? They bounced right back and never gave back the lead. Kendall made a humongous three in the corner. Actually, she made a bunch of humongous threes. And that's a good thing for her because she's really struggling with her confidence as far as shooting. But she actually started smiling out there tonight.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, she had a very nice game tonight, offensively shooting the ball. That was nice to see. Kelly, your daughter, Kelly Smoker, you know, another real efficient game for her. And I was telling Sean before you came over tonight that I just think her game has improved every night throughout the season.
Thank you. You know, I think part of it is I'm finally learning that she's not my daughter in practice. I'm not all over her back so much. I think it makes her feel a little bit more comfortable. But she's not afraid to shoot basketball. And I'm sure she's going to tell me that I called a timeout early to take the basket away from her. But, yeah, I thought she played well. And then Shelby Bowers, too. She has scored a few games. She's rushed some three leads and shots and haven't come close. And I talked to her about taking it easy and hooking one up. And I thought she did really well.
They had a couple big free throws for you, too, when you were struggling a little bit.
And even after an air ball, and I yelled out, it didn't count anyway.
I was going to say, it was an air ball, about 3-4 right.
And she bounced back with nothing but that. So.
Well, congratulations. Girls, another good victory for you tonight.
I'm going to say, before we let you go, preview the upcoming week. Monday, Ken and Quinn will be up at Loy North to follow the girls and the boys in the makeup game, and then you're at Marshall next Tuesday, at Gull Lake next Friday. It's going to be a pretty tough week.
Three tough games. We had a tough game with Loy North the first time, and Abby Alexander, their big player, went out with a knee injury for the year in the first quarter after we were done. And they've struggled quite a bit, but the last thing I talked to my girls, you can't go up there and assume anything. I said, you guys got a chance to be at 500 with 4 games left. And then we got 2 really tough road games. We played Marshall really tough at home, probably our best game of the season. And so you know they're going to be fired up to play us. And Gull Lake beat us by 41. But hopefully they got their guard down, but I think we're playing much better than we were when we played Gull Lake the first time. But we'll just see what happens.
Ken Smoker, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls. We'll see you up at Loy North on Monday.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Quinn.
Yeah.
Ken Smoker joining us on our post-game show. The Coldwater Cardinal girls pick up a 45-38 win. Now, before we let you join Brian Kelly, Kevin Shepard, and everybody else on the Coldwater bench, turn the headset over to Al Rackesy for the first time this season. How about a McDonald's player of the game?
Well, I tell you what, it's a tough choice tonight because I thought all the girls at times throughout this ball game played pretty well, but I thought Kendall Galloway hit two big threes in the first quarter. She hit another one that second quarter, and then she hit two big shots, one in the third, towards the end of the third quarter, and the big three in the fourth quarter that kind of iced it for the Cardinals. So we're going to go tonight with little sister Kendall Galloway.
Honorable mention, of course, to Kathy Galloway, who matched little sister with 14 points on the evening. But tonight we're going to give it to sophomore point guard Kendall Galloway. She is our McDonald's player of the game.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.